October 2nd, 1903. One who is united with Jesus grows in his very life, gives development to the graft he made in redemption, and adds more branches to the tree of his humanity. The interior and the exterior souls. As I was in my usual state, all embittered and afflicted and almost dazed because of the privation of my adorable Jesus, not knowing myself where I was, whether in hell or on earth, I just barely saw him like a flash that escapes, saying, "One who is on the path of virtues is in my very life, and one who is on the path of vice is in contradiction with me." And he disappeared. A little later, in another flash, he added, "My incarnation grafted humanity to the divinity, and if one tries to remain united with me, with his will, with his works, and with his heart, trying to carry out his life according to the standard of mine, it can be said that he grows in my very life and gives development to the graft made by me, adding more branches to the tree of my humanity. If, on the other hand, he does not unite with me, in addition to not growing in me, he gives no development to the graft, but rather, since one who is not with me cannot have life, hence, with perdition, the graft is undone." And he disappeared again. After this, I found myself outside of myself, inside a garden, in which there were several rose bushes, some nicely bloomed, in the right proportion, almost half closed, and others with petals falling off, to the point that a slight movement was enough to prune them, leaving just the stem of the rose, naked. A young man, I don't know who he was, said to me, "The first roses are the interior souls, who operate in their interior. These souls are symbolized by the rose petals, which are turned inwards, adding a distinction of beauty, of freshness, and of solidity, with no fear that some petals may fall to the ground. The external petals symbolize the blooming that the interior soul does outwards, receiving life from within her. Her works are fragrant with holy charity, and, almost like lights, they strike the eyes of God and of her neighbor. The second rose bushes are the exterior souls. The little good that they do is all external and in the sight of everyone. Since there is no interior blooming, there cannot be the aim for God alone and his love alone. And because this is lacking, the petals, that is, the virtues, cannot be well attached. So, as the blowing breath of pride comes, it makes the petals fall off. As the breath of complacency, of love of self, of esteem of others, of contradictions or mortification come, they just barely touch the rose, and the petals fall down to the ground. So, poor rose, she remains always naked, without petals, with only thorns left, which prick her conscience. After this, I found myself inside myself.